All right, it's 9 o'clock. I'll call this meeting to order. Trish, David, Lisa, myself, Brandon, Daniel, and Jenny present. I believe Ernie's on personal day or vacation day. And Kirby also on a personal day. Dan, would you mind doing the invocation?
Creator, we thank you once again for this new day, this breath of life, and I thank you for each and every one of us here today. I thank you that we have this opportunity to create change for our nation and to create a better future for the next generation. And I just ask that you would help us to do that in the best way possible. I ask all these things. Amen.
Yonko. All right. Next up, we have the adoption of the agenda. Is there any changes to the agenda? If not, a motion to approve the agenda would be in order.
So moved.
Is there support? Second. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And then I believe we're going to go into executive session to approve, to get the presentations for those two items, for the materials for the 2018 annual GTC meeting and the year-end audited financial statement from RSM.
Motion to go to executive session.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session at 9:02. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Motion by Trish, seconded by Brandon, to come out of executive session at 10:07. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the general, or do we want to take action on these two execs? All right. Looking for a motion to approve the presentation for the materials for the 2018 annual GTC meeting.
So moved with the noted changes.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is we're looking for an approval for the 2017 year-end audited financial statement from RSM U.S. Auditors.
So moved.
Support. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Back into the open session part of the agenda, we have General Tribal Council, the approval of the 2018 annual GTC meeting materials. Is there any question?
There's a few things I need to go over.
I'd so like to thank RSM too for the work of doing our year-end annual audits again, and we look forward to the presentation to General Tribal Council. Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we have a few things to go over regarding the annual meeting materials. Heather will be here to assist. First and foremost, before we get started, you received a revised agenda this morning. So this is different than what's in the packet. We had to make a couple of adjustments in the way the material was laid out so that it flowed better and it made a little bit more sense because we had a couple things that we needed to clear up. So the first thing of note for the agenda itself is under agenda item 5, annual reports, letter C, FY 2017 reports for operations, boards, committees, commissions, judiciary, and corporations. A is highlighted for the presentation because we're wanting to know, we've talked about it, and there's been some implied assumption about wanting to replicate the presentation that we did for the semi-annual reports that were just approved. However, there has been no real decision, and there was no real, okay, yes, for sure, we're going to do this. We haven't taken any action to get it started yet. At this point, my request would be, if we choose to leave it in and we want to replicate something similar, which we've discussed, then that we would also make a subsequent motion to defer that responsibility to Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications for assistance. Because as you all know, the way that it happened this past time, the support office that doesn't have the technical expertise to do it ended up taking, you know, many, many, many hours. And they did a really good job for considering how much time there was and everything like that. But we want to make sure that it comes across professionally. And we talked about including more video or pictures from the different areas and things like that. So that's the first question that we're asking for clarification on from the business committee.
Jenny?
The motion prompting that presentation, was that for that meeting only? It wasn't for all time?
Yep.
It's for that meeting only. The feedback that I received after that, people enjoyed the presentation. It could have had some pictures and stuff, but people were listening.
I got the same feedback, a lot of positive feedback. It was long, but people actually enjoyed the information. But maybe I make it more, I don't know, put pictures and video in there. Be cool.
Yeah, I guess I had the same feedback that it was a lot of positive remarks about it. I think I would kind of recommend, I don't think we sent out a unilateral request until later that all the boards, committees, commissions be in attendance. So I think that's something we should do on top of that. But otherwise, yeah, I'm in favor for that, to go with that IGAC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
All right. I guess I'm just wondering about the presentations. I remember there was a motion and at a previous GTC meeting about all presentation materials need to be in the packet or something. And then so how is that going to happen then?
Exactly. That's why I'm saying that's why we're asking the question, because it's really unclear. You know, on one hand, they're asking for the presentation, and then the very next meeting, they say, give us a presentation. So I don't know. It's a very good question. It's a very valid question. We can put the placeholder in here again as the multimedia. But there's no directive to actually do that. It was a request. And we actually said, okay, we will do our best to comply with the request. So I think that we're in a place where it's a little bit of a gray area about what the actual requirement is at this point. But I would defer to Chief Counsel to help with that interpretation.
Joanne?
Thank you very much. Actually, it's really something that you can do easily by, there's a memo in there that talks about the annual reports. You can simply add a paragraph in there that says, we will provide a presentation that derives from the materials in your meeting, materials at the General Tribal Council meeting. That way the video presentation doesn't contain anything new. It's simply taking those 2 points from the materials that are already in there. And once it's published, you may have the opportunity then to say, see page X on each page, on each slide up above. So at the last meeting where we did the presentation, you had 2 slides for each entity, and then there were some voiceovers. You can put that page number, this material is taken from page X, this material is taken from page Y, on each slide. I thought it was a good presentation, and it personalized some of that, although I'd hate for you guys to put pictures up there because the next thing I know, my picture's going to be on the screen again. But that is a concept. You don't actually have to put anything in the materials because you're pulling the information from the materials.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else going to weigh in on the presentation? Trish?
I appreciate all the effort that was done for that. It was long, and we started to lose them about, I would say, at least 30 minutes into the presentation, but they started getting restless. But I think overall, the commentary that we received was good support. They liked it. It was easy to understand. And they found out more about what we have than if they were to read all the materials. You know, so they learned some stuff, too. So I think it's good. I like the initiative. Moving forward, I would like to see us really create like a presentation that talks about the categorical issues that we address, such as housing and land development and all that stuff, in one section. And then, you know, so you can actually then shimmy up in there. It's not an individual department budget report, but it's an actual, this is what the nation does for the people. And it goes back to the discussions that we were talking about with the audit. So we're looking at changing the report process for the gratuitous stuff, all of the donations and stuff. We'll change that moving forward, but for right now, it's all we could get real fast.
David?
I concur with everybody's comments. I was not at the last meeting, so I couldn't answer to it. I was on vacation, but I'm okay with what you guys decide.
All right, so there's general consensus to leave that item in, and we will ask for a subsequent motion to request the support and assistance from IGAC in a more timely manner for this one, and getting the notice out to the department sooner.
Brian, you come to a mic, please, for recording purposes.
Overflow room was more into the program services, and we're not paying attention when the boards, committees, commission stuff came up. Of the people that are in my earshot, maybe 30, 40 people, they said they would rather see the program services in the video and the boards, committees, commissions not. Just FYI.
Okay.
That was the input that I received.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. The next piece that we need to go over was also a handle that you already received, and it's got a blank sheet of paper for the first page. It says adopt a resolution, CIP, governmental services. Please replace this information provided on 62 and 65. So that's the next set. So this is part of the Budget Management and Control Act requirements, and the Treasurer's Office did put the information together, and we did receive the draft for us to review on the CIP. And so this, we're looking for inclusion of the material that's been presented by the Treasurer's Office for this as well. And I believe Councilman Stevens as well as the chair for the CDPC. So one of the requirements in the Budget Management and Control Act is that the CIP plan be approved by General Tribal Council once it's been reviewed by the committee. As you recall, we were provided a list of CIP projects for the upcoming fiscal year, and we had that conversation about what were the immediate needs, what were the midterm needs, and what were more of the long-term kind of things that we're going to keep our eye on. In coordination with that, then the Treasurer's Office did the actual plan itself that goes along with the projects that were identified. So that's what you have in this handout, and we would just be needing approval for this to be included in the packet as well.
Trish?
To support the CIP plan. So,
I'm sorry, Trish, can you repeat that?
So I think what I'm hearing Trish say, and I'll hopefully get this correct, is that when we approve this today, that date would be inserted into the resolution indicating that we supported this resolution to be presented to the General Tribal Council. Okay. The next item that we need your consideration on to include in the report is the handout for the land claims update. And, of course, we've seen this material. We approved the reports, and we asked for it to be sent into open session. So this is going – or for the General Tribal Council agenda. So this also is a recap. This information on here is all from the executive summary. It just recaps everything that we've already looked at and approved and presented. So that's what we're asking to be added in the annual report materials, and this would also be in part of the business committee's report out to the General Tribal Council. So we would take this page and add it to our report that already exists. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brennan?
I'm good with it. I just caution that we're prepared to talk about the Pelkey trip out there previous, about what was the result of that. It's a rhetorical question that they're going to ask, that, you know, why are we going again? And I think when we got into the report, everyone was really engaged in the report, though, once they found that there's a lot of substance in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
David?
I just want to touch on this a little bit. It's not maybe a decision we make for this meeting, but we should talk about it. And it came from the judicial joint meeting that we had, when they talk about the annual General Tribal Council meeting, and they were trying to ask us to see if we'd make a change because of the constitutional change. And I came up with Oneida Nation's annual general membership meeting instead of General Tribal Council. It's just a thought. Instead of calling it General Tribal Council meetings, we call it Oneida Nation's annual general membership meeting. Just because of the fact that...
Okay, give my brain a second here. You're switching topics? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm waiting for input on the language.
I wanted to go back to this on the top. I did. Right. But I want to swim backwards. Back row.
Okay. All right. We'll note that.
Okay.
Okay, Heather and Lisa, can you note that comment, and we'll work on that. But I need to know if we're done with the feedback for the land claims report.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but I just thought I'd bring it up because this would be a good time to maybe have a discussion about that too, as
okay.
well, moving forward.
Yeah.
Lisa,
since you accepted the full land claims, the New York not land claims, New York properties tour report, mm-hmm. And you moved a portion of it to open session. Would you like that uploaded to the website as like a handout under the GTC meeting, the BC meeting materials?
Yep.
Like have a separate link to it, and then that link could be included in that report as well.
Yes, we can do that. So I'll just say yes.
I didn't put it in there, but I'm sitting here thinking.
Yep.
So
the other thing for this one, because it still says land claims update, it needs to be changed to New York properties. Assessment report, because on this header it still says land claims.
Daniel?
So that that presentation handout that we went over yesterday, mm-hmm. that won't be in the GTC packet? It'll be on the website.
Correct. It's the summary of the report out from that.
And then, are we doing an actual presentation then?
No. That's what we discussed yesterday, is that because we didn't have that joint meeting yet, and because we wanted to make sure that we're doing it in steps correctly so that we're on pace. I know we're scheduled to do the Land Claims Commission meeting next week, but we don't have one scheduled yet for the Land Commission. So not knowing if we can get that in before this report is done, we adjusted a little bit yesterday. All right, so with that, the next thing that I'm going to give you is a handout as well. And this is, it's a formatting thing. So it's not anything that you need to actually, quote unquote, approve. What it is just a cover sheet that explains how the annual reports are laid out in the book. So as you can see here, again, on the revised agenda, you'll see that we have annual reports, and then we have comprehensive financial audit, treasurer's report, reports for boards, committees, and commissions, judiciary and corporations, and the land acquisition presentation. So all this does is just set up the cover dialogue for that book when it's prepared. I don't know if you have any other thing you want to include.
Which one are you looking at?
This one. Yep.
Thank you. Okay. So right now, how the book before you is laid out, there's the meeting materials and then the annual reports.
if you agree with the change to the agenda where you're changing the report section and then includes all of the reports, we would take all the materials associated with that, so the cover memo from the audit committee, whoever that chair is, saying that the presentation will be provided by RSM, the treasurer's report, the narrative that's included, and the presentations that we've received, those would all go into the annual report book. And then that little cover sheet just would be what's in the meeting materials. Just noting that the book has been sent out in accordance with the 10-day notice policy. Here are the items included in the book, and there will be a presentation on each, discussion on each, and action on each. The land acquisition is included as a subsection because in the annual book, they just have a memo saying that they will be providing a presentation at the meeting. The second handout is like a table of contents, and that would just kind of show what the book would look like.
Yeah, I didn't get to that part
yet.
Yeah. Yep.
I believe so. I believe that memo is included in the materials before you. It just would just be rearranged out of the meeting materials book and into the annual report book.
Questions, comments?
It's really just how we package everything together. It's really what it is. Yeah. All right. The last thing then, since you're okay with that, is just the revised table of contents. And so, you know, obviously Heather has still got to do some tweaking based on any more sheets that come in, but this is the generally, this is the revised table of contents that would go with that as well.
Right. And that's just an example. All of the reports and all the land claims, the New York properties update, that was the handout today, that would all be formatted by printing to be uniform with all the work that they do on the annual report, and then printing would actually finalize that table of contents. But that just kind of gives you an idea of under the business committee section, there would be four reports. You've already approved that you wanted a closeout of the previous term and their travel, the current terms report and their travel, the New York properties tour, we would have changed that title, and then the GTC directives update. Those would all be like subsections underneath
the
business committee. Under gaming, they have their annual report template that they turned in. The motion, the last time the ticket to the merchandise was presented, was that they needed to include that information with their annual report. So that's why they have two subsections, their annual report and the ticket merchandise. The same thing with land commission. The land acquisition report needs to be part of their annual report. Their cover memo saying that they'll be providing a presentation would be included.
Yeah. And then the last area that does the same thing is trust enrollment committee. They have their annual report and then the trust fund status report.
Right, and that's a GTC directive.
So, yep.
I think the only question I was just, following up to from those, the judiciary, their request to be more prominent, I guess, in the reporting structure to General Travel Council. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where or what that looks like, but I see they're way at the bottom.
I suggest that we could make at the very top a government section, and it be the business committee and the judiciary.
Yep.
And okay. Then operations, boards, committees, and commissions, and corporations after.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that would be more to the liking.
Yep. Do you think that would solve as well? Would you? Okay. Well, they can be ready. Doesn't mean General Travel Council will allow that, but. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, other than that, everything else is just the standard things, and then you see the reports, all the materials that are in it's the minutes and all of the information that we usually have contained in the report.
Lisa?
Sure. Just one change. I know this is some of your first time around with this, but one change from the previous is that normally there was a letter from the full business committee talking about the annual report, saying what the contents was. In this case, it's page 204, and that's been replaced with the chairman's letter. And that's the introduction. It incorporates that same information and then also gives an introduction to your strategic plan as well. And that's something that you guys agreed to in a work session.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are those meetings?
The brains that keeps all this together is right there. Because it's a lot. Alrighty. Other than that, that's all we have, I believe. Correct, Heather?
Yep. And then 208, page 208, is a memorandum that's usually included with the reports book from the OBC to GTC. It reiterates what to expect in the packet and then also accounts for who reported late reports or who submitted late reports. So that would be Anna John, Oneida Nation Arts Board, ONCOA, and SEATS, and then three that did not submit, and that would be the Library Board, Environmental Science and Construction Group, and then the Quality of Life. What's that? OESC did not. So just a heads up.
Well, as liaison, we'll get a hold of them and find out what happened. No, they have a separate one they would submit under OESC anyway, regardless of the transition.
So that would be it. And then, yes, any of the topic dividers would be changed to reflect the approval of the revised agenda before you.
All right, ready to take action on these items?
Second.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the 2018 annual meeting material with the noted changes and additions.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries. Lisa?
Follow-up motion, please. I would like to direct Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications to work with the Secretary's Office on creating the 2018 annual report presentation.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions. Motion carries. All right, I guess a motion to adjourn at 10:33 would
be moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.